Aleluya. And from thence he arose and went into the borders of Tyre and Sidon, and entered into an house, and would have no man know it, but he could not be hid. This is Jesus. For a certain woman whose young daughter had an unclean spirit heard of him and came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by nation, and she besought him that he will cast forth the devil out of her daughter. But Jesus said unto her, let the children first be filled, for it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it unto the dogs. And she answered and said unto him, yes, Lord, yet the dogs under the table eat of the children's crumbs. And he said unto her, for this saying, go thy way. The devil is gone out of thy daughter. And when she was come to her house, she found the devil gone out, and her daughter laid upon the bed.
Hallelujah.
I want to speak on memorial miracles.
Amen.
Memorial miracles. I want to speak on a virtuous woman. My spirit doesn't go that way. I want to speak on the grandmother of Timothy, Lois, and Eunice, his mother. But my spirit doesn't go that way. But the Lord is talking about that woman out there. She is talking about that woman who is weeping.
Jesus.
The Bible is talking about that woman who doesn't know Christ, but he heard about him. The woman who has no hope. The woman who has no helper.
Jesus.
He is hopeless. But what happened? She has tradition. to make her to shut up. Because at that time, you cannot speak to a stranger, a man, a woman going to tell that man, a stranger. Jesus. Not only that, she is weeping. She is weeping. Her daughter is at home. We don't know how many children she has. Maybe that's the only child that's been possessed.
Jesus.
And she came. When he heard about Jesus, pass me not, O gentle Savior.
Jesus.
Hear my humble cry. She came and she knelt. Where is your help come from? Whom do you put your confidence?
Jesus.
In a man that can fail? In a woman? I'll tell you a story of my life. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for reminding me this. I came to America not because I want to work or money, because I'm satisfied where I am. But I came to America for a funeral of a daughter, 42 years old,
Jesus.
Having four children.
Jesus.
And in that process, we did the funeral, it was lovely. I need $20 to buy toiletry. I went to this lady, a business person, and I said, good morning. I need $20 to buy me toiletries, you know. And she said, you know I have it. I said, yes. I was so excited, you know. And she said, all the money I have is for my children. And I turned back. The Holy Spirit said, I did not send you to her. And I'm like, Lord, forgive me. Forgive me. And I went to my seat. We finished service that morning. And by the time I got home, Lord, you have promised me that the oil will not be dried.
Yes.
The fountain is flowing.
Yes.
I need a miracle.
Jesus.
I have no husband. I have no helper.
Jesus.
I know no one here to call. God is a miracle God.
Hallelujah.
On Monday morning. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Someone called me. She is a lady, a Christian lady, Kathy. Pastor, you know Kathy. Because I brought her everywhere for people to see what God can do. And she called me and said, Rachel. I said, mm-hmm. I did not know her, but she has been seeing me in prayer meetings. She has not talked to me before. She said, let's go and eat breakfast. I went, she came for me, and we went. She paid my breakfast. By the time we finished everything, she gave me an envelope. I was afraid to open that envelope there, because I don't want to be disappointed again. I got home, I opened the envelope. Jesus. While you are walking, we don't see you.
Jesus.
But you are walking.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I want you to believe this.
Hallelujah.
It's not a mere story. It is true. Fact. To me. In America, my people at home will say, please come home. But I did not tell anybody. But I told him.
Mm-hmm.
I opened the envelope. Everything that I need to buy toiletries, to buy food, to pay my rent, cash.
Hallelujah.
Is there.
Hey, Jesus.
And I knelt down. I said, God, you are God of miracle.
Amen.
Thank you. You really hear and hearken to the voice of our wisdom. And since that day, this lady took care of me, took care of my rent, my food, for many years. As if I'm the one, she's the one walking to for me. Give me your account number. And I gave it to her. She did that. She's still alive. I'm not telling lie. This lady wants a memorial miracle. She came. Thank you, dear. She came. There are barriers. And she said, that obstacle will not stop me. Man or no man. She needs a man to lead him to a man to talk with. And she said, today, my there is something that needs me coming to you. change you.
Yes. Hallelujah.
What do you want? Jesus knew what to do.
Yes.
But he just left and he said, you, you have to come down from that high horse.
Jesus.
Surrender.
Jesus.
Come down. This is the children's food. It's not meant for dogs.
Hey.
Like that woman I went to for $20. That's how she see me. She saw me that day. But the story has changed. Hallelujah. We really give God the glory.
Amen.
I just wrote this for writing's sake. I want the Holy Spirit to take control of everything today.
Yes.
This morning, yesterday night, I started preparing. And around 5 a.m., I said, oh, 5? Okay, let me rest for 1 hour. Bisola, the neck, is it you, Wola?
Yeah, you too,
but... I woke up this morning. My... This one is like this. I can't move it this way. I can't move it the other way. And I said, Lord, the enemy has come again. But I reject this. The Lord that answers by fire. You are my God. And I started worshiping. In prayer, I almost called pastor's wife to take over the preaching this morning. When I was worshiping, the stiff neck that was just, I can move it, I can turn it, I said, I don't see you walking. But I know you are walking.
Yeah.
Here I am.
Amen.
This morning. It happened this morning between 5 and 6. In pain, I took my bath. In pain, I dressed up.
Monday, Jesus.
But our God is walking.
Amen.
This woman has no hope. Miriam, what did I say?
She had no hope.
No hope. And Jesus turned around to test him, to test her. When the enemy said, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil, my desire shall be satisfied on them. I will draw my sword, my hand shall destroy them. like Ben-Hadad to Ahab, the king of Israel. He said, the God so, do so to me, and not also. If the dust of Samaria shall suffice for handfuls for all the people that follow me, but our God is a great God.
Yes,
yes. Our God, the matchless God. Who can you compare our God to? Nowhere, no one, no power. The matchless and glorious in holiness. Is rich in mercy. One of those that prayed said, if it had not been for you, we just watch over the children. But it is God who watches.
Hallelujah.
It is God who owns them. But that woman came determined. But he did not, she is in for surprise, really. Me? The Son of God, the man of God calling me dog. She swallowed her pride. And she said,
Jesus.
Sir! The dogs to eat. The crumbs. If I can have some crumbs. Because she has a possessed daughter. And she doesn't want to go and meet that. She needs a change in her life, in her home. A change for better. She can hear Isaiah say, instead of shame, you have double honor.
Amen.
Instead of confusion, we rejoice in our portion.
Yeah.
And we possess our inheritance.
Yeah.
She's sharing that today. No matter how difficult, I am a dog, I accept. But you are my helper. I will not let you go. Pass me not, O gentle Savior. There is a cry out there. That woman is still crying. That abused woman. Woman that has been intimidated, that woman that has been looked down upon, you are not for nothing good. Just keep going. They are there. But what is this woman teaching us this morning? Let's see a spiritual insight the Spirit of the Lord rest on him or her. This Spirit is the strength for wisdom and understanding. This Spirit is the strength for counsel and might. It is the strength for knowledge and the fear of God. To do what? To have control and mastery. Power to possess our inheritance. I have an honor. Holy Spirit, thank you. I was at home, just relaxing, and this voice came and said, "Why are you here?" No one. And the Spirit of the Lord strengthen my power, my strength, and give me a word. I'm here to set the captives free. And I heard.
Jesus.
Then that was the end.
Jesus.
And there are things after that. But glory be to God.
Amen.
Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes. The mother's faith is based upon understanding and knowing the will of God personally, not just by feeling. Oh, I feel it. Not by mental whatever. Knowing God, you alone, not, oh, my pastor said, what does the word say? When Ben-Hadad went to invade Samaria, he came with 32 kings. And see, you will see the multitude of those nations. But the Bible tells us it is not him that is fighting, that is strong. The fight is not to the strong. We are told in Ecclesiastes, we did not receive a spirit of bondage to fear again. And Ecclesiastes tells us that the battle is not for the strong, but it is God. This woman went and said, "Master, one thing I need from you. That crumbs, can I pick them up? Can I eat part of it? I know if I can pick the crumbs up, my life will change. My home will change. My children's life will change. I too will be a light for you. And for this saying, go thy way. The devil is gone out of thy daughter. Memorial miracle. By the time she got home, the Bible tells us that the baby, now the girl, was sleeping. She's been delivered. She knew, if I can take away my shame, if I can take away my obstacle, if I can remember that you are the life giver, and she got what she wanted. She, her daughter was delivered. Mothers, we need to come to God in humility. Not only in humility, even in that difficult moment that we know without having this, we cannot move forward. No breakthrough. There will always be trouble. But with our unfavorable circumstance, has faith become more stronger. It's not weak. She asked for the crumbs. And we have the real thing today. We have the whole bread of life. Who is Jesus Christ? What is ailing you? Are you sick? Like, what happened this morning to me? But he touched me. That song says, he touched me. He touched me. I know what joy it fills my soul. I know something happened, and now I know he touched me and made me whole. This is my testimony. He touched me. He can touch you. He is passing by. He is visiting us this morning in this place. Sharon, what do you want from God? He's asking you. I'm not the one asking. You want a touch? You want a change? You want open heaven upon you? He's here. He is. He here.
Amen.
To open the prison door.
Amen.
And set the captives free. The crumbs can do wonder.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We thank Jesus.
Amen.
I'm going to stop. But one thing, don't forget. When it is so difficult, we have the Spirit of God in us that groans with our spirit. I was sick on my bed. This Passover night, I was there, weak. And something happened. Saw the light in my room. I did not open my eyes. Then I was hearing noise. And I said, this is not my voice. This is not my voice. And the voice that I was hearing gives my voice strength. Pray. I've never had it before.
Jesus.
Angels visiting me. Who am I? Giving me strength.
Jesus.
I got up and I said, Lord, so you so loved me. You know what I need. A help from you. For the angels to come and help me. Intercede for me. And they did. And I got up. And I really thank God. For that groaning. We give him the glory.
Amen.
We give him the honor.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says, if you are willing and obedient,
yes,
you shall eat the good
of the land.
The good.
Amen.
The real thing.
Amen.
Not just our ordinary. Super abundant.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Father, you did it. You've done it again.
Yes.
Again and again. What shall I give to you? May to give my life. And I give you my life. I give you my all. If any 80-year-old can do something, give life to the dead, use me, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
I'm available.
Yes, Lord.
So robotic at Abaha. As you have helped this woman, we are committing every woman who are in trouble, who are being afflicted by man, by power, by any means, and they are helpless. We commit them unto you, Lord. told Timothy, fan that flame of fire. That gift. Let these ones remember. Remember knowing you, Father, to fan that flame of freedom, that flame of victory, that flame of being delivered. Yes, visit them. Visit them. Go wherever they are. People sick, you are a healer.
Amen.
Touch them. Touch and let them be free.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.